3-day effort by the leaders of India and Pakistan to resolve the issue of Kashmir collapsed late yesterday. Each side blames the other. India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf held 4 rounds of talks in the Indian city of Agra. In the end, they could not even agree on the wording of a joint communique. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
In the first official Indian reaction to the collapse of the Agra summit, India's Foreign and Defense Minister Jaswant Singh attempted to put a positive spin on the outcome. Singh said he did not believe the summit a failure, merely, quote, another step in our march to finding lasting peace and cooperation between the two countries. He also said that India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee is still planning to accept Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf's offer to visit Pakistan in the near future. Late last night, Pakistani officials said India was to blame for the failure to produce a joint declaration. They said the Indian side had, at the last minute, insisted on wording in the declaration that would commit Pakistan to ending what India calls cross-border terrorism in Kashmir, where separatists are fighting against Indian rule in India's only Muslim-majority state. India accuses Pakistan of arming and training the guerrillas, a charge Pakistan denies. This morning, however, India's Foreign Minister Singh offered a different explanation. He said no agreement was reached for several reasons, chief among them what he called Pakistan's insistence on making Kashmir the issue.
Pakistan's approach is that unless the issue of Jammu and Kashmir is addressed, nothing else will happen. India believes that in the totality of relationship between the two countries, all issues should be addressed simultaneously. And we continue to believe that as we progress in increasing confidence and trust, there can and will no doubt be movement in regard to the issue of Jammu and Kashmir as well.
Whatever the reality, many people on both sides of the border had hoped that Prime Minister Vajpayee and General Musharraf could reach some sort of agreement that would reduce tension between the two nuclear neighbors, neighbors who fought 3 wars since independence, 2 of them over Kashmir. Analyst Kanti Bajpai of New Delhi's Jawaharlal Nehru University says public expectations may have been too high, that too much faith may have been placed in the ability of the two men to deliver with no clear agenda going in.
If you have no agenda, there isn't a sense of what everyone's supposed to be doing and focusing on. And a danger, I think, in one-on-one was that perhaps the two leaders took it much faster forward, and then the brakes had to be applied at various points.
Asma Jahangir, a prominent Pakistani human rights activist, is not only disappointed but worried. She says the summit's failure will only lead to more violence, especially in Kashmir.
It has really left things undone, unsaid. It is a disaster. Well, my fears are that, yes, there will be more militancy across the border. The Indian government will have to prove that they are very strong now, and they will take a very heavy hand. And you cannot conquer people's hearts by sending in troops.
Several Kashmiri separatist groups today released statements condemning India for the summit's failure and promised to continue and, in some cases, step up their attacks against Indian security forces in Kashmir. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Agra.